This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us here on Radio Sunderland for Hospitals.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Our theme today is about Zacchaeus. Let's begin our programme with a lovely traditional hymn sung in Celtic style, The King of Love, sung by Maranatha Celtic. Beautiful words there about our God of love and mercy, who calls us to be loving and merciful. But we're not always, are we? In fact, sometimes we're quite the opposite. If we were to enter the words people we love to hate into a computer search engine, we would find long lists of people, even top 10 lists of famous people who've been judged and found wanting, despised for either their hypocrisy, their infidelities or their greed, or the way they look. There seems to be so little forgiveness around these days. We so easily forget that we all make mistakes in life, every single one of us. The prophet Isaiah says, "We all like sheep have gone astray. Each one of us has turned to our own way." Little has changed since then. So in this next song, with words taken from Psalm 139, We're drawn in prayer to ask God to shine a light into our hearts and show us what we need to put right in our lives. Here is Search Me, O God, from my album Call to Serve.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way. You know me well. You see inside my thoughts. You know my every move and all my ways. Before I speak, I will say, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive
Today's character in the Bible, as I've said, is about Zacchaeus, sometimes pronounced Zacchaeus. It doesn't matter. He would certainly have been in the top 10 of the most hated people in the district of Jericho. Not only was he a tax collector, but he was the man in charge of taxation. The money and goods he collected increased the wealth of Rome, the sworn enemy of the people, and most likely Zacchaeus was lining his own pocket too. Perhaps he'd once been a faithful Jew and had lost his status because of the profession he chose. If so, he would have been considered a turncoat and a traitor. But his encounter with Jesus absolutely turned his life around. Let's listen to how that was done. I'm reading from Luke 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He's gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." Let's listen to Darlene Zeck singing Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Children's cartoon story of the Jungle Book, we come across a great ape called King Louis, who's reached the top, but something is missing in his life, something way out of his reach. Fire. Zacchaeus was rather like that. He was at the top of his profession, but was he satisfied with his life? It doesn't seem so. Taxation was a lucrative business. But perhaps underneath the surface he felt uneasy and troubled about the work he did. Was there some kind of emptiness inside him, some vacuum that just couldn't be filled by anything else? Did he have a guilty conscience about what he did to people? And did it weigh heavily upon him that he was far away from God? A Native American Indian once said, "I know what my conscience is. It's like a little three-cornered thing in here," he said, as he laid his hand on his heart. "It stands still when I'm good, but when I'm bad it turns round and the corners are sharp and they hurt very much. And if I keep on doing wrong, by and by the corners wear off, and it just doesn't hurt anymore." Did Zacchaeus want to come clean? His name actually meant pure or clean, but he obviously felt far from it. Brian Dirksen sings our next song, a well-known hymn, "Purify My Heart."
Purify my heart, let me be as gold and precious silver. Purify my heart, let me be as gold, pure. Is to be holy, set apart for you, Lord. I choose to be holy, set apart for you, my Master, ready to do. my sin. Deep within, refine us fire. My heart's one desire is to be
if this is why Zacchaeus, on hearing Jesus was entering the town, was desperate to see the one who was rumoured to actually show respect to outcasts and sinners. Was he made to feel like this every single day by virtue of his line of work? He couldn't get through the crowd to see Jesus or even see over the tops of the people's heads because of his short height, so he ran ahead and climbed a tree for better viewing. In doing so, he threw caution to the wind. He said farewell to his sense of pride and dignity. Did he dare to hope that he could alter what he'd become? Had he heard that one of Jesus' disciples had also been a tax collector once? Did he dare to hope he could become acceptable too? The very presence of Jesus did change his life. It happens today still. Jesus still turns lives inside out. Which is the title of this song, sung by Margaret Scott of Whitley Bay, former member of United Folk.
You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces and pain inside. You call us to you and take our lives, then you give them back inside us. You warned it wasn't easy, it never is. Dreams get damaged, our strength gives. We call to you and claim your promises, 'cause you're turning us inside out. Are you melting us into something good? Are you molding us to be the way we should? Will our water run clear when we lay down the wood? Do we need to be inside out? You came for hurting people with hurting lives, smiles on faces, pain inside. You call
Yes, Jesus did come for hurting people. All we need to do is call him and claim his promises. And when we say our yes to him, Only then will we find peace for our souls. But fear can hold us back, and our pride, that can hold us back too. We often wear masks. In a poem by Michel Croix, he says, "I'm afraid of saying yes, Lord. Where will you take me? I'm afraid of drawing the longest straw. I am afraid of signing my name to an unread agreement. I'm afraid of the yes that will entail other yeses. Yet I'm not at peace, for you pursue me, besiege me. I seek out the din for fear of hearing you. But in a moment of silence you slip through." The poem ends with these words, "Lord, I am afraid of your demands, but who can resist you? That your kingdom may come and not mine, that your will may be done and not mine. Help me to say yes." Jesus looked up into the tree and befriended Zacchaeus, who suddenly found himself accepted by someone. Jesus was to transform the way he felt about himself. He comes to turn our lives around too. He comes to bestow upon us, if we will allow him to, a brand new name and a brand new future. So says this next song by DJ Butler, "I Will Change Your Name."
I will change your name. You shall no longer be called wounded, outcast, lonely or afraid. I will change your name. Your new name shall be confidence, joyfulness, overcome.
This incredible about-turning life is best described in the book of Isaiah, where he says that God's holy anointed one would come and do this for his people. It says that he would bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair, that they would be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. What lovely words. As a result of his conversation with Jesus, Zacchaeus wanted to make amends, paying out well over the amount a robber would have been required to do so by law. Not only did he show his repentance in words alone, people saw by his deeds that his transformation was real. To sum up, Zacchaeus, in the midst of all his troubles, simply rose to a higher perspective, in his case, the sycamore tree, he looked towards Jesus and opened up his heart to him and discovered that he'd been set free. Zacchaeus was a changed man. He went on his way peacefully. Let's do the same ourselves by offering up this final song as a prayer, in which the singer cries out to God, "I call out to you again and again." The song is called "Faithful One, So Unchanging," and it's sung by Brian Dirksen. But that's the end of our programme for this week. It's time to say goodbye now. Here's my technician, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
And me, Sheila Hamill. Bye for now.
Faithful One, so unchanging, ageless One, You're my rock of peace, Lord of all, I depend on You. Call out to You again.